League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
I love listening to this. I saw them open for the Rolling Stones. By the way, Danny Glover's son is Vernon Glover, and he's the singer for this great band, Living Color. By the way, big wrestler CM Punk came out to them doing this live. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was his first WrestleMania since 2019 when Living Color also played him out to the ring.
It was cool because he kind of came around to each guy in the band and put his arm around him while they were playing. It was sick.
2014.
I don't even know who this guy is.
It was really cool.
I gave up when we lost Mil Máscaras back in the day.
That's going back a ways, Glenn. You just aged yourself a little.
I met Polish Power.
I was hoping you weren't going to say Bruno Sammartino.
No, no. Okay. I met Ivan Putski.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Polish
cool.
Power. Yeah. I met him. All right, so this is good stuff. I do want to let you know that Nico's Greek and American Cafe is going to bring us our next guest. Greek and American Cafe, Nico's, three locations. You've got the New Woodlands location. You got I-10 and the Beltway. And then you got the original in Montrose. I mean, from soups, lentil, chicken soups, amazing salad with gyros and souvlakis on top. The lamb shank is one of my favorites there. That's my go-to for the lamb. It's tender. It falls off the bone. It is Nico's Greek and American Cafe. They had a ribbon cutting up in the Woodlands with their new location. And I mean, listen, Dimitri and his family, his mother and father, Nico's Greek and American Cafe institutions here. All right, caller number four right now. It's 713-780-3776. Caller number four, a pair of tickets courtesy of Nico's Greek and American Cafe. And let's bring on our next guest from the Austin Chronicle, one of my favorites when it comes to covering MLS. He is Eric Goodman with the Verde Report. Eric.
Ryan, I love the entrance music. That's CM Punk. That's the best in the world to you and me. You got me pumped up.
That was for you, not CM Punk. So I'm gonna, it gets me pumped up too. I remember seeing them live in concert. That was a great band. And by the way, Cactus Music would be very happy with that last intro. That's where you get your vinyl and CDs. All right, so Eric, it's first of all great to catch up with you. I always love having you on the show. So let's talk some Austin FC from your perspective. All right. So overall right now, this team has won five games while only scoring seven goals and doing a spend of about $29 million on a trio of players, Osman Bukhari, Mirto Uzuni, Brandon Vazquez. All these guys came in on big fees, 12, 10 million reported, 7.5. So just take us into where this team is. Obviously goal scoring's not been the best, but you've won five games. You're in second place in the Western Conference.
So, you know, Nico Esteves, first of all, has come into this team and replacing a coach in Josh Wolf that, you know, really valued possession kind of first and foremost. Nico Esteves has said, you know, to heck with that. And he's established a defensive identity. So that's the first thing you've seen that, you know, is the most encouraging thing about this Austin team so far. Five clean sheets, tied for the most in MLS. They got absolutely exposed against the Whitecaps, the best team they've played so far this year. gave up five goals, but that's five of eight goals they've given up all year. So in eight other matches, they've only conceded three goals. So they have proven to be one of the tougher teams in the league to break down, and I think that is a credit to Nico Estevez. But you mentioned how much money was spent on the attacking front three. Yes, the service hasn't been, you know, the Austin midfield is not built to create a ton of chances, but you could argue that is exactly why you spend so much money on your attackers to take, you know, half chances, to take, you know, low quality chances and still convert goals off of those chances, which really hasn't happened. And in this last game that they played over the weekend, Brandon Vasquez in particular, he did finally in the 81st minute bag the only goal in the match, the winning goal, but it took, you know, five or six really high quality chances, including a penalty kick, for him to finally get one to see it go in the back of the net.
He had eight shots in that game, Eric, and he missed the penalty as well. He had eight shots. I mean, that's probably more than Ezequiel Ponce's had all year for the Houston Dynamo, or around the same area. I mean, it's not like he's not getting chances. So I want to go back to something you said, and we're talking to Eric Goodman of the Austin Chronicle. Okay, we spent a lot of money on finishers, but you still have to provide for them. So who's doing that? Is that Owen Wolf? Is that Danny Pereira? Who are the guys in midfield now who are, quote-unquote, the ones who have to sort of spread the wealth with the ball?
Yeah, it has been a little bit of a breakout year so far for Owen Wolf. He's gone a little bit colder, at least to my eyes, in the last couple of matches. Obviously, again, nobody played well in the 2 weeks ago in Vancouver, 5-1 loss. But apart from that, it has been a breakout year. Owen Wolf has been the true chance creator for this team, but it's a little bit deceiving because the position that Nico Estevez has him in is. You know, he is the set piece taker, and he's racked up a lot of assist numbers off of a couple of corner kick goals. And he's played well with the ball at his feet, but there just hasn't been enough outside of that. And the John Gallagher and Guillermo Biro have tried to get involved from the outside back position. But really what I've seen a lot watching Austin in their buildup is just there is that gaping hole right in between those lines in the center of midfield where you ideally would want a number 10, somebody that, you know, maybe even more so than Sebastian Driussi, as great as he was with Austin, he wasn't necessarily that true pass-first creator number 10. And I think Austin has tried to intentionally build to where that position is not involved in the attack, but I just keep seeing that as a whole that is preventing these chances to you know, get to the feet of these high-priced attackers that they have.
All right, so I see it as this. If you clamp down on the wide game of Austin FC, Osman Bukhari, Mirto Azuni, that means you're clamping down on Brandon Vasquez because you're cutting off the supply line, and then you're leaving it to Owen Wolf and Danny Pereira to try and break you down. I'll take those odds.
100%. And you mentioned Osman Bukhari, I think, really is the key, because when you talk about Uzuni, sure, he's going to play opposite Bukhari on the wing, but he's as much a finisher as Brandon Vasquez is. Uzuni is not out there to try to play second fiddle or to, you know, play make. He's there to finish. Bukhari is the one that Austin is really, you know, as Nico Estevez really has to get unlocked, because the plan A, as I like to say, for Austin FC scoring goals is you get Bukhari one-on-one against the opposing team's left back, which happened in that match over the weekend, and Bukhari won single-handedly in a beautiful bit of dribbling, absolutely undressed, an inexperienced left back for the Galaxy, and single-handedly won a penalty.
Was that Nelson?
I believe so, yeah. And so, you know, that's exactly what you bring him in to do, but there hasn't been enough of that, and especially, you know, drawing a penalty is one way to kind of get end product, but it's in a way a little bit of a cop out because you're not actually then required to play that pass or make the shot if the shot's on. And that's where Bukhari's really struggling.
Yeah, but I give that to him because, listen, you need dribblers in a team and you got a dribbler there. Now, I will say this. He's got his hands full this weekend because Franco Escobar is an absolute warrior. He's not going to have an easy time with him.
Well, and the other interesting thing, though, because Bakari in this last match against the Galaxy, in my opinion, his best minutes for Austin was coming off the bench, which means, you know, Estevez has already kind of, you know, looked for other solutions.
O'Brien?
Going with Bakari from the start. And so I'm really curious to see if Bakari earns himself another chance to be back in that starting 11, or if maybe Estevez likes what he can bring off the bench against tired legs, and maybe that's where he can be most dangerous.
Yeah, $7.5 million to come off the bench. But by the way, if he starts O'Brien has had a lot of success against the Houston Dynamo in the past, so he's a bit of a worry for the Dynamo, because when he was on FC Dallas, he caused problems. Tell me a little bit more. Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Well, no. Yeah, what do you have next?
Well, I was going to ask you about Mirto Azunian and describe him a little as a player. He's an Albanian. Designated player, was in La Liga with Granada, reported $12 million. That's serious money.
Yeah, he's got pace. He's got good, you know, sense of movement and just, you know, he's kind of got that instinct of where to be in the box. But he is an elite finisher, at least in the, you know, in the framework of MLS based on his body of work in Spain. But he hasn't really shown that yet so far in Austin. He's had chances that he hasn't converted, not to the kind of obvious degree that Vasquez has kind of struggled so far this year, but Uzumi hasn't certainly, you know, he's got just the one goal, hasn't lit the world on fire. The thing that with Uzumi that kind of makes you take notice is just the confidence that he carries himself with. And, you know, that's an interesting thing because you want, obviously, you know this, Glenn, you want players that even when things are struggling are not going to doubt themselves and always believe that the next chance is going to be the one where that they put in the back of the net. But, and, you know, the longer it goes without that happening consistently, then that confidence kind of starts to ring a little hollow. And I don't think we're at that point yet with Uzuni, but it's something that, you know, I really like his personality and his confidence that he brings to the table. He's very Zlatan-esque, you know. He kind of carries himself to that standard. But, again, it does matter most, obviously, what you produce on the field.
Well, they certainly spent money on him. Looking forward to seeing him play. Again, if you, like, is this a guy that can create his own chance off the dribble, that type of player?
Based on what, you know, what we've seen, you watch his tape from Granada, then absolutely. And especially if you can get him off on the counterattack, which is where Austin's been most dangerous, then, yeah, he's the kind of guy that can, you know, go one against two against a couple of defenders and still find space for himself to get off a deadly shot. But, again, it's just not something we've seen yet. Only 8 games into his Austin FC career.
All right, so Brendan Hines-Eich got sent off in stoppage time. That's a bit of a blow. I'm assuming Julio Cascante will get the nod then in center back?
Yeah, that was a weird – we never really got exactly an answer. It was back-to-back and within a minute of each other, yellow cards for poor sportsmanship, I think is what the MLS website attributed it to. And this was late in stoppage time. So Brendan Hines, I mean, that's a huge boon to – the Houston Dynamo this week, that Austin is going to be without their most consistent, most reliable defender. That credit to Rodolfo Borrell. Nobody had Brendan Hines-Eich on. Nobody MLS wide had Brendan Hines-Eich on their radar. He's come in on a very good contract and really helped Austin defensively. Been kind of their anchor and his captain of the team, with Ilya Sanchez having some you know medical issue or some injury issues. And Austin being without him, yes, you bring in Julio Cascante, who his last action was against Vancouver and was just looking completely deer in the headlights against Brian White and that team, leading the West, leading MLS right now. So it's a big match for Julio Cascante to regain his confidence. But if you're Houston, you look at that and you thank your lucky stars for whatever Brendan Hines-Eich said to the referee at the end of Austin FC's last match, and he's not going to be out there.
All 5 wins have come one-goal games, so pretty interesting. You're 7 goals for, 8 goals against. You got a negative goal differential yet. Excuse me. Yet you're in second place in the West, and you got a boatload of points here to get the season started. What's the overall feel from Estevez and also Rodolfo Borrell right now? What's your sense with them right now?
Right, you know, the sense you always get, the sense that I get is that what we're trying to be told and what the Austin FC fan base is being told is that Austin FC is still a work in progress, it's still a young team, Of course. And some of that is true.
I think every coach in MLS has said that at this stage. And
100%.
And I'll tell you what, they're not wrong, okay? It can be a work in progress.
But it is a work in progress in the sense of the players have not been, this group has not been together long enough to get the familiarity to play the best that this group can play. But in terms of a roster construction standpoint, you just spent all of your DP money on three guys, and I don't expect that to change. I mean, there's you know, the pie in the sky idea that because of Burrell's prior relationship with Kevin De Bruyne, who seems, you know, possibly headed to MLS, that he might finagle a way to get that. That's a fantasy until further notice. But right now, you look, just financially speaking, Austin FC is a finished product, or at least very close to it. And you're right, they have. If you just look at the standings, it reflects very positively towards that. But just the eye test, they're still not quite passing that eye test, especially from an offensive goal dangerous perspective.
Yeah, and again, I want to remind my listeners, Osman Bukhari came for $7.5 million. Now, this is just reputedly, this is what supposedly was paid for them.
I can tell you that's... That's
about right.
Pretty much right in the ballpark.
Azuni at $12 million? That right?
I'm just taking reports for what they are on those. But yeah,
Brandon Vasquez comes from Rayados in Monterrey for $10 million.
Yeah, and I do, and those have every chance to prove to be really great, smart signings, and you love to see teams spending big money, even if it does maybe look like an overpay on its surface. You like to see that aggression from these ownership groups, and it comes down to Nico Esteves to figure out how to get these guys in the best positions to show that they are worth. And then, of course, obviously with guys like Vasquez, if you get four or five high quality chances in a match, you got no one to look at but in the mirror. If you can't get one of those and start getting hot offensively.
Yeah, I looked at the data on the last game. He had 8 shots. Austin had 51% of the possession, 16 shots on the night, half of them to Brandon Vasquez, 5 on goal, 8 corners, 14 crosses, and 4 saves by Brad Stuver. He's got 5 shutouts. And by the way, Dynamo may be without, we don't know for sure, but Eric Sviatchenko went up, and he's had hamstring issues, and that means you got to deal with this big center forward with the rookie out of Penn State, likely Obafemi Awadesu, and then Ethan Bartlow. So, a lot of interesting matchups in this one. Eric, as always, really thank you very much for coming on tonight. Great stuff, as always, from you, and thanks for the insight, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds great, Glenn. Appreciate it, as always.
All right, catch Eric Goodman. He does the Verde Report for the Austin Chronicle. This is good stuff. I mean, this is as good a writer, I think, covering a team in MLS as you got. Thank you, Eric. So Eric is gone. We're going to come back and start digging into Dynamo. I'm going to do some player evaluations. We're going to have some fun with that. We'll take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. Want to remind you about the Gold Cup final is in Houston. First time ever we got it here at Energy Stadium, July 6th. Think about that. That could be U.S., Mexico, Panama, Canada could get in there. Better be U.S. in there, that's for sure, if you're Mauricio Pochettino. LSSE.net. If you go there, you can get on the Gold Cup final wait list to be the first to know when the tickets become available, pre-sale. You can secure suites at Energy Stadium. They're a lot of fun. You get a bunch of people in on those. Luxury private suites, VIP parking options, food selections, personal attendant. You can go all out on that. And if that's Mexico in there, that is going to be packed. Hopefully the U.S. is in there as well. So get the experience that you want at Energy Stadium. CONCACAF Gold Cup Finals headed our way July 6th. LSSE.net. By the way, some of the prelim matches will be held at Shell Energy Stadium. Also, I want to remind you, if you can get over and get your team in, get into the Inland Sand Soccer Tour. It's coming up May 10th, Third Coast Sand Complex, 5652 Forney. 4 vs. 4 beach soccer. Use the promo code SOCCERMATTERS and get over to InlandSandSoccer.com. Get in the game there. And also, before we hit the break, a big thank you to LamontBrands.com for our Soccer Matters t-shirts and hats. We'll come back. Let's talk some Houston Dynamo. Final segment. 2 tickets right now. Caller number 4 for the Dynamo Austin FC, and caller number 5, you get a pair to the Houston Dash.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.